G'day, I'm Kevin Sanders, and welcome to the Business Architecture Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about all things business architecture so that business owners can truly get on the front foot and start creating more time in their life to do the things they want, build reliable cash flow to do those things with, drive scalable value into the marketplace while allowing them to step back and ultimately architect the business of their dreams. So without further ado, let's get into this next episode. G'day everyone, welcome to the first episode of Business Architecture Podcast. My name is Kevin Sanders, like you heard in the intro, and this is the first episode of this podcast series, and right now we're in March 2020, so we're actually in midst the coronavirus pandemic that's currently going throughout the world. So there are a lot of business owners at the moment out there who are doing it tough. They're doing it really, really tough. You know, business is slowing up. Things are slowing down. It's not going the way it was going 6 months ago when everything was on the up. So what I wanted to do with this first episode, it's just me on the call, because I'll be introducing and interviewing a lot of different people. But what I wanted to do was just set up what this podcast is about. Then I wanted to go into a couple of tips that are business architecture related, but immediately implementable for business owners so that they can get in and start navigating their business through these tough times. Because often business owners will talk to me when they may not have a whole lot of time. Their cash flow might be a little bit down. They're feeling a little bit anxious and stressed out. They're not entirely sure what to do next. And they're not entirely sure how to navigate their livelihood, their business, through these tough times. And it's a real conversation that brings home really, really true the importance of properly building and the proper architecture of a business. Because if the architecture isn't there, then when tough times like these hit, we've got nothing to fall back on. And it's often times where a lot of the businesses that haven't been constructed and built well will often fall by the wayside, and these business owners end up having to go back and get jobs. But because we're entrepreneurial here, we don't want to do that. We're going to continue on building our businesses, and this is how we're going to do it. So this podcast is all about, like I said, it's about building businesses. Now, business architecture is an actual thing. I'm not a coach and I'm not a consultant, because you get coaching and consulting and you invest in coaching and consulting, it doesn't mean that you get the job done. And so with architecture, what I'm not in the game of is maybe. What I am in the game of is you're gonna grow. So there's a couple of key elements that, when I'm working with clients, especially very early on, there's a couple of key things that I tend to talk about that are really, really important. Much more important than, how do I do Facebook marketing and how do I get more leads and all of that. That's all important, but let's just get one thing very, very clear. At the moment, the state of the market is that we're in a relationship economy. I'm just going to let that one sink for a second. We're in a relationship economy. The second you go out and try to make sales, you are more likely to push sales away. And so this is where I typically will advise a business owner against concentrating on things like elevator pitches and 60-second pitches and all of these typical kind of sales tactics that a lot of coaches will want you to do. Because, at the very heart of what it is, it's a pitch. That it's in the name itself. It's a sales tactic. You're pitching for a sale. And even if it's a positioning piece and even if it's all about not getting the sale, or it's about the introduction or trying to get people to understand what it is that you do, even if it is meant to be about that, the underlying tone is that it's about a sale. Now, people don't enjoy being sold to, especially when you've just met them. So the first thing that I really want to encourage business owners to do is to understand the fact that we're in a relationship economy. People want you to be interested in them, not about how much money you can make from them. Right? We're not here as a transaction. I do this for you. You pay me money. We're here as a, hey, I'm here to help you. You're here to help me. And together, we're going to take that next step. Now, the details around that next step are what follows. Obviously, there will have to be some kind of financial transaction. Absolutely. I'm not saying do everything for free. But what I am saying is that if we don't understand the fact that people value relationships over the fact that, you know, it's a sales process, then you're on a hiding to nothing as far as getting your business to navigate challenging and tough times goes, and as far as growing your business goes. So what we want to do is take a step back and say, all right, rather than concentrate on sales and trying to generate more leads, let's concentrate on finding who we can and just building relationships, right? So that's the first thing, building relationships. We need to understand that it's a relationship economy. So go out and find people, be curious, very, very curious about who they are, what their problem is, what they do, how they do what they do. Just be very, very curious about them. And what you want to do from that point is position the next step. So what, instead of trying to pitch and sell what you do, it's essentially, hey, Fred, hey, Mary, look, I understand this is what you do. This is what I do. I believe taking the next step together could be a really viable option for both of us. So would you happen to be open to exploring that next step in a conversation? Maybe we can have a cup of coffee tomorrow. Look, if not, great. If so, great. There's no sale involved. All I want to do is understand further exactly what it is that you're up against and how it is that we can navigate that challenge together. And so that starts to form the very basis of a relationship. It's not a sales pitch, because you have to be very okay with the fact that you can walk away from that without a sale. So if that's the case, you're in a good framework and a good stead to be able to start building and navigating your business through these tough times. It's a relationship economy. Really need to make that clear. Now, the second thing is positioning. So like I said, you have to position the next step. So what we want to do is get very clear with how we position that next step. Positioning is all about what does the person you're speaking to think about what you do. So often I'll talk to business owners. They might be electricians. They might be personal trainers. They might be, plumbers, or they typically when you ask someone what it is that you do, they'll tell you what they do. Unfortunately, that doesn't tell a prospective client exactly what that does for them. So what we need to do is get clear with how do we position you? How do I talk about you in such a way that it makes an absolute no-brainer decision that whoever I'm talking to has to be introduced to you? Because there's a lot of people. I can introduce people to just about anyone, but it's about how I talk about the introduction. That's what matters. So being able to understand, hey, I'm not an electrician. What I do is I light the way for my client, and I do that through electrical services. And obviously, I just pulled that one out of nowhere. But that's the essence of what it is. It's not about what you do. It's about what you actually really, really do. So if you write those two questions down, what do you do? What do you really do? What I really would love everyone to get clear with is exactly what it is that you really do. That's the most important thing. So first thing is a relationship economy. We need to understand why it is that we want to care about each other and why it is that we have to take the next step together. Then we position the next step. And then the third thing is to be very clear about the product. Now, in a service-based industry, pretty hard to do. In a product-based industry or business, sure, easy. You've got a physical product, there it is, buy it. In a service-based industry, not that easy. So what we want to do is get clear with the product that you're selling. If we can take your service and productize it, then what we have is a thing that someone is buying. Because remember, when someone wants to spend money with you, they have money, they're asking the question, what am I buying? So if we understand what it is that they are buying, it's not electrical service or personal training or plumbing service or whatever it might be. What they're actually buying is a holistic outcome that solves problems for them. It's business at the end of the day is all about solving problems. So package up what is that you do, productize the service if it's a service-based business, and then what we can do is position it when we get people coming along that are being introduced and understanding why it is that they care. Then we can position what you do, and then when you position what you do, that becomes a transaction. The transaction then leads to a fulfillment demand, which is to say that you've made a promise you must fulfill that promise. And then lo and behold, we have a growing business. Now, I'll make it sound very, very simple. I'm going to do more episodes about these moving forward. But what I really wanted to do was just set that initial battle rhythm of, okay, this is what we need to concentrate on. This is exactly what it looks like. Here's the bigger categories, and I can start diving into those. But for now, I know for business owners that are doing it tough, think about the relationship economy. Think about what relationships you can form, and think about the relationships that you currently have. You know, if you may have noticed in times that when you've gone too hard with the sale, you've driven the relationship away. What we want to do is get the relationships back on track. The relationships will lead to bigger things. Then we want to work out what you really do and position you properly. And then what we do is present a product to the market, which is to say that, hey, we need to understand what the buyer is buying exactly. And it's not what your label is or what you do. It's exactly what you really do. And what you really do is solve a problem for them. So I'm going to post this podcast up. Thank you for listening to this first episode. It's tried to make it as short as possible, 10 minutes or 12 minutes or so. But at the end of the day, this is all about relationships. So please, if you feel like you have any questions, I'm completely open to fielding any questions. I believe there's a better way to do small business. And I believe that every business has the opportunity and the chance to navigate these tough times. But for now, remember, business is all about relationships. And together, we can take that next step and navigate what's in front of us. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Hey there. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Business Architecture Podcast. As the owner of a business, I've got no doubt that you will have figured out that knowledge isn't actually power. It's potential power. And the most powerful thing we can do with knowledge is to take action with it. So with that being said, as questions have come up for you around how to take any action with or implement anything from this episode, please feel free to connect with me and I'll do my very best to answer those questions for you. You can find me on LinkedIn under my name, Kevin Sanders, or you can look me up in my profile, which is Your Excellence on LinkedIn as well. Also, don't forget to bookmark or favorite this podcast so that you can be made aware of when a new episode goes live. And of course, if you happen to know any other business owners that are doing it tough, they're frantic, they're anxious, cash flow poor, or on the other side of that, they just really want to unleash their business, please do a good thing and share this with them so that they can get the benefit from it too. I don't bite, but I do grow businesses, so I look forward to speaking with you soon.